AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. On his social media platform, President Trump says his conversation with China's Xi Jinping today had a very positive conclusion. The two countries will hold trade talks in hopes of breaking an impasse over tariffs and other issues. The president had declared just a day earlier that it was difficult to reach a deal with Xi. Israel recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages.
As Israel's military continued to pound Gaza, killing over 70 Palestinians within 24 hours, according to health officials. Of the 70 Palestinians killed by Israeli strikes in Gaza within 24 hours, three were local journalists who were in the courtyard of a hospital. Over 180 journalists and media workers have been killed by Israel since October 2023, the vast majority of them in Gaza, according to the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists. In Khan Yunis, body bags were laid out on the ground as mourners wept nearby. Meanwhile, Israel said the remains of Judith Weinstein and Gad Haggai were recovered by the army and the Shin Bet Internal Security Agency. Weinstein, who was born in New York, was taken captive at Kibbutz Nir Oz, near the Gaza border. Hamas-led militants are still holding 56 captives, around a third of them believed to be alive. I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal judge ruled AmeriCorps must restore grant funding and service workers to states that sued over cuts. Crews are working to contain and clean up a 2,000-gallon diesel fuel spill in Baltimore Harbor. This is the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore.
We have no evidence to suggest there is any impact on drinking water in the area.
Jury deliberations have started in New York in disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial. The European Central Bank is cutting its benchmark interest rate for an eighth time as President Trump's trade war threatens to slow already tepid growth. This is AP News. Procter & Gamble says it will cut up to 7,000 jobs over the next 2 years.
The maker of Tide detergent and Pampers diapers will be implementing a restructuring program as tariffs raise costs for American companies and consumers grow anxious about the economy. Along with the cuts, the company will also end the sales of some of its products in certain markets. The cuts make up approximately 6% of the company's global workforce. Chief Financial Officer Andre Schulten says that's about 15% of its non-manufacturing positions. Procter & Gamble is based in Cincinnati and had approximately 108,000 employees worldwide in June 2024. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Number one ranked Aryna Sabalenka ended Iga Swiatek's 26-match French Open winning streak and reached the final in Paris for the first time by winning a back-and-forth semifinal. She'll face Coco Gauff for the title on Saturday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.